Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Iowa Supreme Court upholds a heartbeat law. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, in the defense for these innocent babies in the womb, these vulnerable babies, it's great to see more states stepping up to the plate to protect them with these heartbeat laws.
Yeah, this is a major pro-life victory. The Iowa Supreme Court ruled 4-3 recently that the state's heartbeat law is constitutional under their state constitution and thereby dissolved a lower court's injunction that had blocked the law from going into effect. And now this law will go into effect and start protecting babies. The law is a House bill. It's House File is what it's called in Iowa, 732. It protects unborn babies from abortion after a heartbeat can be detected, which is approximately 6 weeks of pregnancy.
Yeah, we want to get to the point, obviously, where abortion is abolished altogether. You know, but these are great starts with these heartbeat laws. And in this decision, the court majority reiterated its 2022 finding that there is, quote, no fundamental right to abortion, unquote, under the state's constitution.
Yeah, in the majority opinion, Iowa Chief Justice Matthew McDermott wrote, quote, we concluded that nothing in the text of Iowa's constitution, whether in the due process clause or elsewhere, refers to or includes protection for abortion, close quote. Chief Justice McDermott emphasized that abortion became a crime in Iowa more than 100 years before Roe v. Wade, and that there was nothing in the state's history since its founding that suggested abortion was a fundamental right.
Well, you know, Iowa's a great example there to make abortion a crime. That's what every state should be doing.
Well, the Iowa High Court, they rejected, this was a Planned Parenthood lawsuit. They rejected the Planned Parenthood argument that abortion restrictions violate due process and women's rights. Mm-hmm. The court stated that Iowa legislators have enacted a rational 6-week abortion ban directly related to a legitimate state interest. So the law stands up to appropriate scrutiny. Also, the justice wrote, applying our established tiers of scrutiny, we conclude that the fetal heartbeat statute is rationally related to the state's legitimate interest in protecting unborn life.
Yeah, you know, they're on the other side, they're always talking about women's rights and my right to choose and all that. It's not a woman's right once she has another human being living inside of her. That child has no voice in the matter. That child has a right.
Yeah, the court actually sends the case back down to the lower court that issued the injunction to permanently decide the case and instructs the court to use the so-called rational basis test. Chief Justice McDermott noted that under this rational test, Planned Parenthood cannot show a likelihood of success on the merits. So they've already indicated to the judge, it's a basic formality at this point. We're sending it back. You have to finalize it and tidy this thing up and finalize it. But we're already telling you our position. And our position is that this passes rational basis, that Planned Parenthood cannot show a likelihood of success on the merits because this law has a rational basis, rationally related to the state's legitimate interest in protecting unborn life. And so what that means is there's different levels of scrutiny that courts have developed over time. And the rational basis is, as long as there's some basis in the law, some rational basis, there may be opposing arguments, that doesn't matter, but as long as there's some argument in favor of the law that's related to the state's legitimate interest, then that law will be upheld. And it's not intruding on a fundamental right, so it doesn't get to a higher level of scrutiny. So, number one, there is no fundamental right to an abortion in the Iowa Constitution. Consequently, this particular law must be subjected to the lowest level of scrutiny, which gives deference to the state. It's a really hard task to overturn a law that the state passes on a rational basis test, because you'll have to show that there is no rational basis. There's no argument that can really be put forth that this law does not support a legitimate interest. And a legitimate interest here, the Supreme Court of Iowa already said, is to protect unborn life. The state has a legitimate interest in doing that. This law protects unborn life. End of story. So while it goes back to the lower court, the lower court's already said, this is how we think, this is how you should rule, and I think this is a great decision. This now makes Iowa join states such as Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. This is now the fourth state that has had heartbeat laws upheld that protect unborn life, and essentially the heartbeat, they're called heartbeat laws, but like in Florida's case, it's really a six-week law.
Right.
You actually measure 6 weeks from conception, and that is generally when the heartbeat is detectable. And so anytime after 6 weeks, abortion would be restricted and banned, except for, in some cases, life of the mother, where you have a real serious life and life situation, not the broader health exception that we've heard about before.
Well, you know, I go back to God's law, right? And he says, thou shalt not murder. And you read throughout his word about the value of unborn life, how he knows us in the womb, how he created us, he knitted us in the womb. And he doesn't say, okay, that person becomes a person at second trimester or third trimester, or, you know, depending on the circumstances of the conception, that is a valued life. No, he says that life is known even before we're conceived. So you look at what God says about life and creation, and there's no exceptions. And we should be following that, you know, and that is where we should base our laws, in my opinion.
Well, certainly, you know, the scriptures say that God knew us and knit us together. He knows us before we took our first breath.
I mean, even Jeremiah, didn't he call him out when he was in the womb as a prophet?
Called him as a prophet.
That's
in the
amazing,
womb.
That's amazing.
He knew him in the womb and called him as a prophet in the
womb.
Right. And God knit us together in the womb. He intricately designed us from the moment of conception. There is that flash of light that takes place when the sperm and the egg unite and that life begins. And at that moment in time, there is a unique person that's never been before and will never be after.
Yeah, look at some pictures of babies. Of course, we have all this technology now, these ultrasounds and 3D ultrasounds. You can see these tiny little babies at so many weeks old. You see their little hands and their fingers and their eyes and their eyelashes. That is not a blob of tissue. That is a human being. And the only difference between that little baby and you is time.
Yeah, so a Liberty Council has been working on the front lines of defending these particular laws across the country, filing amicus briefs in multiple states. And right now we have a couple of URL websites, one for specifically related to Florida, another specifically related to other matters regarding these issues, and one generally for life. So you can go to our websites. LC.org is always the main website, LC.org/life/life, and that covers all the other areas of litigation that we're involved with on the issue of the sanctity of human life.
And you know, now, Matt, is the time for the churches to speak up, because many states are trying to put this abortion in their state constitution.
And there we have two other websites as well, because of that very issue.
Right.
And that's a real critical battle, Holly, that we face between now and the upcoming November election.
Absolutely.
And so one particular battle that we're very much invested in is Florida. Florida moved from the most liberal to the most conservative pro-life state in the nation as of April 1 and May 1 of 2024. But we could lose all that in November with this radical abortion amendment, Amendment 4. So we have lc.org/FL amendment. For those of you in Florida, I encourage you to visit that and get involved. And as you mentioned, churches
states,
and pastors and others.
And
then for other states, we're monitoring that as well, because we're working on other states as well. There's a number of states that either have on the ballot or they're trying to get on the ballot these abortion amendments.
And you need to understand the magnitude of this. I mean, people need to educate people. To codify abortion in your constitution is very, very, very serious.
It's not like you can just change it with the legislature, because once it's in the state constitution, it's there. It's very, very difficult to change.
So a constitution which is created to protect life.
The other website is lc.org/abortion amendments. lc.org/abortion amendments. So go to those two websites. You'll go directly to the lc.org website and you'll be able to find a lot of this information. But this is a real critical time. We have a huge victory that we won in 2022 overturning Roe versus Wade. Our amicus brief was cited by the U.S. Supreme Court in the Dobbs decision. But now that battle has intensified on the state level, and we're working both in the courts as well as in the halls of public opinion and the public arena and voting to make sure that life is protected, our most vulnerable from the moment of conception. LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.